All right, everyone, welcome back to the Crypto Market Rundown, where we talk about everything that's happening in the great world of cryptocurrency, from the fundamentals and the news to the technicals on the charts. We spend the time doing hours of research so that you all don't have to. And today is a monumental day in cryptocurrency. I would even go so far as to say this is a monumental week or month for the crypto markets, because we are seeing all sorts of records broken. Doesn't matter if it comes to Bitcoin, the ETFs, Ethereum, Layer 2s, price action, you name it. There is so much going on this week. Past couple weeks were a little bit smaller, a little bit slower, but we are exploding onto the scene as Bitcoin is hitting new multi-month highs. We're seeing new multi-month records of inflows to the Bitcoin ETFs. We're seeing huge increases when it comes to TVL and so much more when it comes to the Base ecosystem. So welcome back, everyone. It's good to have all of you here. We got a lot of really cool things that we are stoked to talk about. But before we do that, TiVo, you're back. You're back with me here in Florida. Welcome, man. And hopefully everything's okay over there post-hurricane.
Yeah, exactly. Monumental week for the markets. Monumental week for me finally being able to come back to Tampa Bay. Shout out to all of Florida and everybody affected by the hurricane here and in the Carolinas and Georgia. You know, hopefully try to get back to normal here. But yeah, the markets are exciting and it's good to be with you, because I feel like we've done this a couple times, I feel like, over this range where we seem to get excited and it hasn't worked out yet. But I know, you know, we've been kind of pinpointing this, you know, fall, late fall, early winter of a time where we feel like some catalysts are going to take place here. And yeah, just wanted to give a shout out to our guy Inverted Investing. He's definitely one of our number one subscribers, who's actually also a hater. He leaves us pretty mean comments all the time, but he's a bear, and I just wanted to extend the hand and welcome him on the bull train. You're always welcome on our side, Inverted Investing. However, he could also always be right, but it's always good to see him in the comments. So shout out to that guy. He's one of my favorites personally.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we'll take the SEO value, but we got a saying over here, and it's, if you're not long, you're wrong. And so, unfortunately, to all the bears out there, fortunately, I would say, for most of us, the bears are fighting a losing battle at the moment. And as we will see in today's episode, as we will view on the charts in just a moment here, prices are just tearing. Bitcoin is reclaiming highs. And I want to go ahead and actually move us over to the screen share here so that we can take a look at everything that is happening. So let's go ahead and take a look at this Bitcoin chart on the screen here. And so a quick reminder, if you want to track along with all the content and videos and everything that we're going to be putting on screen here, from the charts to the news articles to tweets, whatever it may be, you got to go over to our YouTube channel. It's the Crypto 101 Podcast on YouTube. So if you're a Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts or Audible listener, you got to go over to the YouTube channel to see all the video counterparts for everything that we're going to be referencing here today. So let's kick things off with the charts first. What in the world is happening to Bitcoin? Because as you can see, you know, TiVo, we are coming off this. We came up to the top of this falling channel. We rejected it, came back down towards the heartline of this channel on Bitcoin. And ever since then, we have just been on a straight upwards recovery to new multi-month highs. In fact, this is the highest level that we have seen Bitcoin since July of this year. So this is almost three-month highs for Bitcoin. And with this, if we zoom out, it looks like the downtrend is slowly breaking. It's just huge for Bitcoin, right? Because what we have been seeing is lower highs, lower lows. And now what we're starting to see is higher highs and higher lows over here. So it's the opposite of this downtrend. We're starting to see an uptrend in Bitcoin over the last couple of months that is trying to break us out of this downtrend that we have been in. And the kind of primary resistance level that Bitcoin does have is seemingly being broken as we speak. So Bitcoin is above the AVWAP from the high. It's above the 200-day moving average. It's getting above its primary falling resistance. And now it's starting to reconquer these final highs that are closer to 70K. And all-time highs are right around 74K, right below that as well. So Bitcoin is pushing higher over here. And if we kind of close this down to a one-hour time frame, we can see just how nice and just how strong this recovery has been. I mean, even yesterday when Bitcoin kind of ripped all the way up here, it saw a sharp sell-off and immediately recovered all of this and more on the dip. So sold off from about 68K all the way down to 64K. And then here we are today now pushing up towards, you know, $68,500, $69,000 for Bitcoin. And we're just seeing a huge push across the board. And of course, with this, we're seeing altcoins pop left and right. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the episode. But I do want to flash another kind of cool little piece of data on the screen here while we're talking about it. Because again, the push is happening everywhere. So I'm going to throw this up here because what this shows is that Bitcoin's MACD is about to make a bullish crossover on the weekly chart, which is the first time that it has done this in nearly a year. So this is a big deal. We're not just seeing the 1 hour chart or the daily chart or some of this other stuff pushing Bitcoin's price a little bit higher into these highs. We're seeing it on the bigger time frames as well. So Bitcoin's pushing upwards. We're seeing it on the short term. We're seeing it on the indicators. We're seeing it on the long term. And of course, we're seeing it in the fundamentals as well, because Bitcoin is doing all of this while a couple of key pieces of, I guess, information or data are all still fighting against it. Number one, if you look at the traditional markets, things like NASDAQ, things like S&P 500, things like Dow Jones, they've been getting peppered. Yesterday in the market was a really nasty day for all of them. This is the NASDAQ chart. Then we have the S&P getting hammered yesterday with the big red candle. And then even with the Dow Jones, that thing got whacked yesterday too. So if you look at like the Dow Jones and some of these other things, big old red candles coming in from all of those. So risk on assets from the traditional side, not having a good time. What's Bitcoin doing? Well, it's skyrocketing to new highs. It doesn't care. What about another piece of information like the DXY or the DXY? Well, historically, this has been very inversely correlated to Bitcoin. So when the DXY rises, Bitcoin is almost always falling. And here we've seen that despite the DXY rising, Bitcoin is rising as well. It's fighting against the DXY. And so I bring all this up because Bitcoin is doing really good at a time where it probably should be getting beaten down. And the point that I want to make here is that the bulls are so strong. There are so many buyers here that it simply does not matter. Now, the other half of this is what's going to happen once traditional on risk or risk on assets are more favorable. What happens when the buyers come in to traditional risk on assets and they're a lot more comfortable? What happens when the DXY starts falling and that's more favorable for Bitcoin? Well, I think that is the time when Bitcoin really starts to skyrocket. And the whole crypto industry, I think, will flourish once we start seeing a downturn in the DXY and an uptick in traditional risk on assets. And we're not even seeing that yet. And we're still heading upwards in a pretty parabolic manner at the moment. So if you're looking for some more stuff to get excited about, Bitcoin's doing this. The crypto market's doing this at a time where it should be falling. And it begs the question, what's going to happen once a couple of these catalysts start, you know, pointing more towards the bullish direction? And we see the fall of the DXY and we see, you know, the rise again of risk on assets and things of that nature. And I think that is going to be one of the big things that kind of just sends us soaring. So we're not out of the clear yet. We're not out of the woods. We are still at a key level of resistance. We want to circle back to this in a little bit because we don't want to spend too much time on the TA. But what we are going to say is, hey, Bitcoin is coming back to a macro area of resistance up here as it gets close to 70K. We're going to be watching it closely. Of course, we want to see the breakout. We love the price action that we're seeing so far, but there's some big resistance stacked up towards the low end of 70K as we approach these all-time highs again. And I think it's an area to keep an eye on because if we do fall, if we do see maybe a little bit of a rejection in here, there could be a few more speed bumps in the road, especially as we head into election season. So prepare for some choppy price action. We are net positive. We are net bullish on the entire cryptocurrency industry, but we are preparing for those speed bumps accordingly. Now, another cool piece of data that we had here, TiVo, was in regards to these Bitcoin ETFs. And I'm going to flash this up on the screen real fast, but I want to get your thoughts on this because we were chatting about it right before we got started. But BlackRock and Fidelity, their two spot Bitcoin ETFs, did a combined $2.38 billion in trading volume yesterday, which is insane. And this isn't the only metric that we're seeing, but we are seeing a lot of attention get brought back towards, again, not only Bitcoin, but even on the traditional side as well.
Yeah, I think just to summarize our opening here with you is that things are looking bullish all around. And I think you made a good point. It was interesting that, you know, the market did have a down day yesterday, but overall, Bitcoin and the markets have not been correlated for a while because, you know, S&P has been closing at all-time highs for the last, you know, week and has been kissing those highs for the last month. And we've kind of been sitting here in our range thinking, you know, hey, when's Bitcoin going to follow? But I think, you know, if you listen to this program and, you know, have taken an educated look at it, I think what's holding us back is the election, in my opinion. Some may disagree, but just that regulatory clarity of what's going to happen next is holding us back. And that's why I think we are kind of spring coiled. So when something gets resolved in Bitcoin with this price trend, I think kind of like you said, we're coiled up in this range. And, you know, we've talked about it before. It could break down, could break up, but anything that's going to be the next move, you know, hopefully is a shocking move to the upside. But I think you're kind of starting to get some breadcrumbs with these ETF inflows. So your TradFi is all of a sudden starting to pile in with, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars into these ETFs, into these vehicles. And they're not, you know, at this point, you know, new is relative, but they're not new, right? They've been around. All the literature around these have been passed around to all these big firms, you know, these big firms that manage trillions of dollars can't just jump right in the first month, second month. We've heard that from Matt Hogan. We've heard that from James Safar, all these big guys that are in that industry. They know that they've got to do their due diligence and do their research. And so, you know, I guess the timeline here, you might say some of the big players have had their time to, you know, get the paperwork and see what's going on with these ETFs. And, you know, the next time that people feel like price might be getting away from them is where we might see the next big inflow. So I'm wondering if this might be the beginning of that.
Yeah, you know, completely agree, man. And, you know, even though we were seeing, as we just saw from this page, saying, hey, we're seeing a record level of trading volume yesterday with over $2.3 billion in trading volume between just two of the Bitcoin spot ETFs. The other cool headline is that we saw multi-month highs in terms of inflows. So the Bitcoin ETF inflows yesterday were at $556 million. And with this, the price of Bitcoin is just skyrocketing off of this news. Now, this marks the highest level of Bitcoin inflows that we have seen in the past several months. It's a really big deal. And if we actually look at the chart and see what this looks like, I'm going to scroll us down over here or maybe scroll us up and find this. But we can see right here, this is that day of inflows. If we go to the last 3 months, I mean, this is the highest level that we've seen since July. And even before that, this is the high. We haven't seen levels like this since, you know, way, way earlier in the year, back in like May or June. So we've only seen a few days like this since the start of this year where we've seen inflows this high at nearly $556 million of inflows. And you can see that the outflows are diminishing here. We've been seeing a lot of bigger inflow days. And this kind of goes back to the point that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, TiVo, is that we have talked to several of these ETF providers. We've talked to Bitwise, we've talked to 21Shares, we've talked to a couple of them. And one of the cool things that, I forget which one of them made this point, but one of the cool points that they made to us is that the real big time investors, the ones with the deep pockets, they like to see these things exist for around a year before they start dumping money into them. They want to make sure that it's tried and tested and safe and reliable. And then once they see that, again, around the 1 year mark, which is what we're pushing towards here pretty soon, they start becoming a lot more risk on. They start becoming a lot more comfortable and open up to the idea of putting larger amounts of money into this. And I think that that's what we could be seeing here, is just investors really open up to the idea and understanding where we are at and where we could be at a year from now. So inflows are on a sharp rise. We love to see it. I think just about any Bitcoin investor that is a bull, any crypto investor, period, they are liking what we're seeing over here. But beyond Bitcoin, we're seeing a lot of good news come out from the Base ecosystem. And Base is something that we've also talked about quite a bit over here. And it feels like every other week, at least once a month, we're bringing Base back into the conversation because they just keep on performing. They keep breaking records and they're constantly in the news. So Base has now become the largest Ethereum layer 2 rollup in terms of TVL with almost $2.5 billion in total deposits. Now, what this does is this actually dethrones Arbitrum, who previously held this spot over here. And now this puts them among the top 5 blockchains by TVL, ranking behind Ethereum, Tron, Solana, and the Binance Smart Chain, with Base being, you know, in the top 5 now, you know, in 5th place, which is crazy to think about because Base hasn't been around for that long. It's fairly new in its launch, and I don't even know if it's been a year yet, TiVo. Or I think it's been about a year, actually, since Base has gone live and everyone could use it. But it has barely been mainstream for a year, and it has just taken the world by storm. And you can see that, you know, down here, DeFi Llama is talking about, hey, you know, Aerodrome is a large portion of Base's TVL, which accounts for around $1.3 billion. Of the deposits that we talked about. So almost half of the deposits are coming from Aerodrome. And obviously, you know, they've been benefiting from this news. We've seen the Aerodrome token exploding back onto the scene here. But there's a lot of cool stuff that's happening on Base. And it is now just a full-on mainstream player. It's not like, hey, Base will be big one day. It's not a conversation of like, when will Base be big and where can this thing go? I mean, it's a top 5 blockchain at the moment, which is just crazy to think about. And it's now up there competing with Ethereum and Tron and Solana and the Binance Smart Chain. And, you know, it could even go further than this. I mean, I don't think it's a crazy thing to say that Base could one day, maybe in the not so distant future, it could potentially dethrone things like the Binance Smart Chain or some of these other ones. And I think that that's a possibility. So time will tell. I know, TiVo, you're pretty plugged in when it comes to Base, but just kind of continued good news.
100%. I think it's we are plugged into Base as a team, right? We were talking about this before when we made our sheet, how excited we are to see Base, you know, stay in the news and keep plugging along. And we've had Jesse Pollock on, who is with Coinbase. I think actually he just got appointed to the board of directors, but his first big project there was Base. We had him on the podcast about 4 months ago. But back in March, I remember we were just talking about Celestia, and Base was another one as well that I know inside our community, you and our team were kind of, you know, hearing the rumblings of this, and we put it in the newsletters and we were talking about it on the calls. And I just went out and plugged to look back. The date of that was in early March, and price was about 41 cents when we were putting those out. And now, you know, obviously at $1.30, that's a pretty nice gain. So, you know, again, if you're interested in being a part more of our community, check the links below. I know we got some deals going on, but it's definitely the time you want to educate when things heat up, because I know that's when we're plugged in the most. And that's why we do this every week to, you know, if you're not in the community, we try our best to keep you apprised.
Certainly, certainly. Well, the news doesn't stop there. As good as the market is right now, some more stuff that we've seen here, kind of piggybacking off of everything, the thing that you said with Base and Celestia and all the cool Bitcoin stuff, Securitize is now launching USD conversions for BlackRock's digital liquidity fund, which, for people who don't know, this is the Biddle fund, which has really exploded onto the scene of RWAs and tokenization. And Securitize is coming out here and essentially saying, hey, we want to launch USD conversions for this. Now, the Biddle fund is a big deal because it kind of puts RWAs and tokenization on the map. They existed beforehand. They had been getting built out for a long time, but the average person didn't know what real world assets and tokenizations were to a heavy degree before Biddle was announced and became a thing. Now, we've seen this already very quickly grow to become, I think it's a $550 million fund, which is crazy because this thing launched just a few months ago. I think it was about 6 months ago at this point, maybe a little bit more than that, but it's still fairly new. You know, this thing hasn't, the BlackRock Biddle Fund hasn't been around for like 5 years. And clearly, you know, they're the largest asset manager on the planet with, I think, over $10 trillion in assets under management or something like that. So, you know, is $550 million a lot for them? No, maybe not for them, but I think for the average person, that's a huge number, and it's continuing to grow. They're continuing to put more into this. And this is just another example of this. Again, the TradFi world is getting more and more connected, and we're just increasingly adding more to the products that we already have. So this is a nice little cool feature. Again, it's just kind of the icing on the cake for today's episode. But I think in some even bigger news, TiVo, this is something that you found and you pointed out to me, is that, and I want to let this load for a second on the screen, but essentially, you know, Grayscale, who has over $60 billion in assets under management, lists Jupiter, the decentralized exchange for Solana, and the Jupiter token as an asset under consideration for a potential inclusion of maybe some sort of future product. And they gave us quite a few products here. They are saying, hey, here's a couple of the assets that we are considering. Things like some of the ones that we're looking into, like Aave and Maker and Synthetix and Uniswap and Jupiter and Aerodrome, who we talked about a little bit earlier. Then you have Ondo, which is an RWA and tokenization token. And you have a couple of these other ones, you know, Mantra, Pendle, Thor, Injective, Athena, etc. And so just another thing for everyone to look into, because we've started to see a push here in the last two or so weeks where there's now a push happening for crypto index funds, meaning that it is an index fund like we're accustomed to, but with a variety of cryptocurrencies inside of them instead of just a single Bitcoin ETF or a single Ethereum ETF. The goal now seems to be pushing towards, hey, let's create index funds that have a variety of cryptocurrencies inside of them that the average traditional investor can get access to without having to know all the intricacies of crypto. And we talked about this last week. You know, we're talking about it again because more info is coming towards this. I also saw that, I forget who it was. Someone just applied for a Litecoin spot ETF. And then that same group also applied for another XRP ETF. So there's a big push for this happening in the markets at the moment. But these are all pretty cool projects. You know, I really got beat. I have no beef with, I don't think, any of the projects on this list. I think any approval and any kind of further investment products that we get would be a good thing for the whole crypto space. And
some might say you got some beef with the XRP folks, but we'll let that one rest for this week.
Some might say, right? We banter about it a lot over here, but you know, truth be told, I think we want to see every crypto succeed. We want to see every crypto do well. We banter about some projects just because, you know, they're fun to banter about. Especially when it comes to, you know, some of the XRP stuff that has happened and will likely continue to happen. But, you know, truth be told, we want to see every crypto project succeed. We don't want to see anything bad happen to XRP. We want them to flourish. We want them to do well. We want them to hit new all-time highs.
Yeah, we got to have our friend, he was on a while ago from Thinking Crypto, Tony. He's a big XRP guy. Maybe we'll bring him on to a rundown soon and we can have a more balanced debate about the project. But just to build on your point here with Jupiter and bases included, it's my theory here is somebody who's not diving into the technicals and the fundamentals of these projects as deep as you are on a weekly basis. You know, as the social media guy just scouting the internet and gathering all this stuff, it's more of a follow the money type of thought process, right? So, well, Grayscale, well, they were the leaders of building, you know, GBTC and having the firepower to, you know, basically beat the SEC after years of being put down. And how do they do that? They do that with a ton of money. And then we're looking at Coinbase, right? So, you know, what is Base? Base is a subsidiary of Coinbase, right? So you're starting to see like all these things that are, you know, again, I don't think Jupiter's necessarily attached to Grayscale, like Base is to Coinbase, but it's following the money, right? BlackRock, one of the biggest financial firms in the entire world. It's following the money. How can we, as individuals who maybe don't have access to the best information like these top trading, you know, firms do with trillions of dollars, well, follow the money. And then that's, you know, when we're picking up, you know, interesting tidbits like Jupiter is on Grayscale's watch list and Base is a part of Coinbase. You know, these are BlackRock's building this fund and adding this token in or has this on their watch list. You know, I think that those are things that we can do as individual investors to try and, you know, get that edge on the average person who's not doing the research and putting in the time.
Yeah. And I think you make a good point is it's about like listening and watching to what these big players and what the news is talking about and listening to what products, what projects are being mentioned. And this is a great example. You know, Grayscale is saying, hey, we're looking into all the products that we just showed and are still on the screen here. And then you go back and we also mentioned stuff about Base and Aerodrome and the Biddle Fund. So you can go and say, hey, well, what products are inside the Biddle Fund? Which products are, you know, is BlackRock interested in? You know, what are some of these products and projects that we've talked about over the course of this episode? And that's where I think people can start to get the edge here is by looking at what is being talked about so frequently. So you make a great point there. And I think that kind of leads us into our final conversation of like, what in the world's happening with altcoins? Because altcoins are at their own kind of pivotal point here. You know, we mentioned that Bitcoin's push into a pivotal point, but I think even if we look at where altcoins are at, I'm going to move us over to another chart here, but if we look at what altcoins are doing with the total two, you know, they're pushing right up here to a pretty established resistance area, right around the 200-day moving average as well. So they're pushing back up to a pivotal level. And if we look at the others chart, same sort of thing, right into the 200-day moving average, right at the previous high. If we break out here, we could see some nice price appreciation. And so altcoins are kind of at this point. And we know what happened last time. The altcoin market broke above its 200-day moving average out of a downtrend over here. We can see that, you know, from over here, it broke above. We see the reversal. The rest is history. Now we're starting to get back to that same area, in my opinion, where, hey, if we break out here, we could see something similar. And we could be moving back towards altcoin season. So not saying we're there yet, but this is a pivotal level to keep an eye out on because altcoins have been doing you know, pretty good for the most part. You know, we mentioned Aerodrome, which has just in recent weeks just been exploding upwards hundreds of percent in terms of price. Then you go and you look at Sui again, exploding to new all-time highs. We go and we look at Mantra exploding to new all-time highs, you know, with some of these cryptos just in the last, I mean, what was this? In the last month, it's done nearly 100%. And then there's plenty of other ones that have been doing good. I think we can look at Tron. We can look at Helium in the last couple of months. We can look at Radium in recent days, seeing this move to the upside. Aave is another great example of this over the past couple months. And the list really does continue onwards here. So, you know, altcoins are reaching a pivotal point and Bitcoin dominance remains sky high as well. I know that's something that a lot of people like to keep an eye on, but this is one of the biggest stretches that we've really ever seen. I dare to say that, but this is a pretty big push from Bitcoin dominance. I mean, we can see that this thing has been uptrending for over 2 years now. And with this, it kind of begs the question, where is this going to stop? And I think that we could see Bitcoin dominance stop right around, you know, 60-ish percent. Now, again, I don't have a crystal ball. I just think Bitcoin dominance has been on a fantastic run, and I would like to start seeing it curl down here so that altcoins can get a little bit more freedom. But we are still seeing a popcorn season from altcoins. And the real kind of question that we have here in the popcorn season that we have already experienced with like Sui popping, Aave popping, Mantra popping, Radium, you know, Aerodrome, the real question is, you know, which altcoin is next? Because we're not at a stage of the market where every single crypto is going sky high to new all-time highs, but we are at a stage of the market where we're having this popcorn season and that one crypto is popping after another. And with that, there's still a lot of potential for gains. So keep a close eye on everything that's happening, everyone. there's certainly a lot going on over here. We're going to make sure that everyone stays informed. But TiVo, is there anything else from your end? Maybe anything that stuck out to you as we wrap?
I think that, again, I mentioned at the top, and I think as somebody who is just lives their life on the internet, which is my job. I'm just so excited that 3 weeks from today, we'll be recording the day after the election, and some interesting insights to what the future of the crypto industry looks like after the decision of the election. And again, I think we all agree that either way we'll be fine. Maybe one way could be more of a catalyst quickly than the others. But, again, I think this industry is here to stay with a lot of bipartisan, people kind of getting involved in the industry. I think we've been saying this zoom out for 4 or 5 months now. Yeah. And I think it's actually time to zoom in. It's time to zoom in, yep, and get educated and not be surprised. I think you've had the opportunity, if you've listened to this show specifically, to kind of get a good playbook of a lot of different things that have happened, whether it was, some political things that happened over the summer, the Nakai trade, from traditional markets kind of crashing we've been here to kind of hold your hand along the way, but I think you have enough information to start to maybe make some of your own decisions around, what you think might happen over the next 3 to 6 months, a shorter time frame than maybe the, yearly or, 3 or 4 or 5 year outlook for these things. And there's opportunity. And I know that, you guys kind of feel the same way too, but I think it's an interesting, push to year's end where you don't want to get caught offsides, because I think something in the traditional markets that tends to happen at the end of the year is, a lot of the money managers that, if in a big performing year that we've had over the last year, this year and last year, last 2 years of this, bull market in the traditional markets, what happens is those money managers that have been bears, they have to go report to their clients at the end of the year. And, if they don't have Nvidia, if they don't have Facebook and, yep, Meta, these stocks that have been flying high, they can't sit down with their clients and have a good conversation with them and convince them to keep their money with them. So what's going to happen? It's called animal spirits. And at least in the traditional markets, animal spirits means, like, at the end of the year, just there's a buying spree from all the people that are caught off sides. And now that we've seen a lot of inflows into the Bitcoin ETF, a thought, not necessarily even a prediction, because we don't have that crystal ball, is that could the ETFs be a pocket of animal spirits for these traditional investors now that they had enough time to educate themselves on it? And if Bitcoin price starts to get away and people were trying to wait for that 50K Bitcoin, 42K or 50, that area, if we broke resistance downward, if that doesn't happen, could the animal spirits come for the crypto markets? And I think that's a possibility.
I think it's a possibility. In fact, I think it's a likelihood.
Woo!
That we reach that point and investors are going to say, hey, this is a necessity. Having crypto exposure, having a little bit of coin exposure, it's a necessity. You need the diversity. We're already starting to see that from select investor groups. And I think that trend is just going to go ahead and continue, TiVo. So I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a very bullish episode from all of us. Again, we're not saying that we can't fall. We're not saying that you can't have any choppiness. We're heading into an election season. I think we'd be a little bit foolish to say that there won't be any speed bumps or choppiness going forward. We're just optimistic about the bigger picture. And as we begin to zoom in and really get excited about what could happen here in the short term, there is a lot of good things going on. So we look at the charts, we get excited. We look at the news and the fundamentals and what's happening behind the scenes and the inflows and sentiment and all these different data points. And, that's what really gets us excited. And our big job over here is to make sure that everyone stays as informed as possible so you can know what's going on. So we love to do these market rundowns. And if you like hearing them, if you like not having to go through dozens of different websites and dozens of different articles and having to understand the charts and everything else, if you like it all being brought to you in a single place, in a single episode, then all that we ask over here is consider hitting that like button, that subscribe button. And if you're on one of the different platforms like Spotify or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or anything like that, leave us a review. Check out our YouTube channel, the Crypto 101 Podcast. And if you really want to get plugged in, we do have communities that you can get plugged into, like Crypt Nation and Altcoin Alert as well. So thanks for watching, everyone. We hope all of you had a fantastic crypto market update here. And until next week, we're going to see all of you at the same time, same place.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.